This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Don't act so surprised, globalist.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Who or what started the Wuhan coronavirus epidemic? A lot of folks are saying, people I respect, the best thinking out there has been put out by Professor Anthony Hall. He's coming up next segment. We'll also continue after that with your calls. The article's up at ZeroHedge.com. It's also on InfoWars.com. And it's big. It's lengthy. It's got a lot of documentation. We'll be talking to him in just a moment. But you are on fire, Jason, in New Mexico. So we got about 4 minutes left in this short segment. Got a 10-minute segment coming up next. What other points would you like to make?
Well, one point that I would like to make is, back in November, there was an article that came out about Chinese police, like touring, or not touring, but walking around with Italy's police and a few other police forces around the world so that they could help others with, or excuse me, help with their Chinese tourism. And then all of a sudden, you have the outbreak in Italy. Then once again, the defense minister of China met with the defense ministers of Iran. And now there's an outbreak in Iran. But the one key thing was about when you had the guest on that spoke about the military games in Wuhan, China, and how all these things could be passed off. This is definitely an operation to, now not to say that it's not serious, but it's been in the works. And I believe the killing of Soleimani was something that was very, very deep. And maybe they were planning a bioweapons attack. And once again, Trumped them, in all pun intended. So I don't know. I know people are dying, but remember, China has the Great Firewall of China. So when I started seeing all of that footage coming out of China, I'm like, wait a second. China doesn't let anything out or anything in, but there's an influx of all this
footage. Bingo. They were allowing all the hysteric video, real stuff happening, but obviously being directed the shooting of it. Why would they want maximum fear?
Because fear is the greatest motivator. I can scare you into doing things if there's a consequence of punishment. Same reason why we pay taxes, because nobody wants to go to jail. You know what I mean? But it's a totally voluntary system. Nevertheless, that's another topic. But if we can see people falling over, here's the reality. I believe it's mixed with the 5G weapon. You had the guest on talking about you guys broke it open, showed that it's a weapon. When these people fall over, that seems like it's a direct attack from not just a bioweapon, but obviously it's a bioweapon, but it's the 5G system. There's no coincidences. I don't believe in such. Yeah, some similarities of thoughts and actions, but we're at war. There's casualties to war, and who doesn't mind killing their own people? China.
In fact, China said, famously, Mao Zedong and others said, we'd love a nuclear war. We're the only country on the earth that would like to get rid of our people. They've aborted reportedly 400 million people, most of them girls. That's their own number. Very interesting. All right. Well, Jason, thank you so much. And we are going to start. I keep saying we're going to do it. We're trying to hire more board operators, more crew. Thomas Burke shows basically every day that have a staple of, say, 30, 40 callers that we know are really awesome that have kind of scheduled each hour that come in, and then we also open the regular phones with you. That's kind of the model I want to go to, because some of these callers are amazing. Thank you so much, Jason. It's not for lack of callers, too. One time we had a three-hour show, 24,000 calls come in. I mean, that's the problem, actually. There's so many great callers trying to get on. That's why most of them I say only first-time callers this time to hear all these amazing people. So thank you so much, sir. Jeremy says CDC tech companies prepping for quarantine. You know, we're going to get to you. Trina, Alaska, the virus related to 5G. People keep bringing that up. Joseph in Ireland, who's been holding, we'll get to you. The virus, China, globalist plan. Jeff, don't believe the hype on the virus. Iran related. We're going to get to you. Max in Wisconsin, the virus preparing. But for the next few segments, at least, we've got our guest, who is a really smart individual that we'll tell you about when we come back. On the other side, Professor Anthony Hall. Again, newswars.com. Demonize, attack, lied about. because they're scared of the fact there is no filter. We have a diverse group of guests and callers, and we have a real college of discussion here, trying to brainstorm into what's really going on. That's why you'll hear opinions from hour to hour, minute to minute, that are countervailing to the other, because that's where you get the real understanding is in debate. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared. And that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there, 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com are the highest quality supplements, storable food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today. American Herald Tribune, ahtribune.com is the site. Matches the initials of the professor, Anthony Hall. Been an editor-in-chief of American Herald Tribune. He's professor of globalization studies at Liberal Education University of Lethbridge, where he's now professor emeritus. The focus of Dr. Hall's teaching, and it goes into it, community service campaign. Professor Hall has published widely in the area of expertise, including the Aboriginal treaties, international law, colonization, some other areas we don't have time to get into. He has responded proactively to the incursions of those targeting his academic topics on their quest to limit academic freedom at universities. His current schedule and research and publication is aimed at bringing to light deeper analysis of the very topics that his detractors have targeted him for. And that's what I always do. What I get targeted for, what they try to shut down, is what I then focus in on, because that's what they don't want you to look at. So he's written a big report that's up at ZeroHedge.com. It's also on InfoWars.com. Who or what started the Wuhan coronavirus epidemic, and how bad is it going to get, and what does he think is really behind it? So, Professor Anthony Hall, thanks for coming on with us, and we've got like 9 minutes left of the segment. I'd like to give you the floor to lay out what you currently think is happening and what's coming.
Well, thank you, Alex. The idea that when you're being attacked for delivering an idea or an investigating something, that might be a sign that you're on the right track.
Yes.
And I notice I've never seen such a plethora, such an influx of the allegation that, oh, there are these people out there doing conspiracy theorists. And, you know, the mainstream media, the usual suspects, the cabal, have really grabbed onto that phrase in this particular situation. Now, isn't it interesting that the sort of martyr of this situation, Dr. Li Wenliang, who died on February the 7th and was trying to draw attention to this new disease, he had to go into security police. He was told to stop spreading rumors, to stop making trouble. And he had to sign some kind of document. Well, isn't he, in a sense, being called a conspiracy theorist? In our terms, you know, you're accusing the government of things.
A thought criminal.
Yeah. And of course, the Western media point at him and say, oh, those pathetic Chinese, they're accusing this person. And it turns out he was right. And so how many of these conspiracy theorists in the West, which are being dismissed, are in fact on to something, are criticizing power in a way that power doesn't want? So this topic, you know, it captured my attention. I worked on this paper for 3 weeks and, you know, had to learn a lot of new language like bioweapons, biotechnology. China is very emphasizing, it's very powerful in the area of biotechnology, which it's connecting to artificial intelligence. Anyway, there is much evidence that the source of the virus, the disease, the illness, is not a bad batch of bat soup in the Wuhan market. It's a level four research laboratory into pathogens, the most high-level type of laboratory in the world. There's one in Canada in Winnipeg, and there's a tie into this story. So people are saying, like your guest Francis Boyle, it's the obvious explanation would be that this disease, that this illness escaped in some way from the biological laboratory. But then when you get into what's going on in China, there was and is this protest in Hong Kong. And it's not in the article, but my sources in China are telling me one explanation is there was a faction in the Chinese Communist Party that wanted to sick this disease on the protesters in Hong Kong who were protesting the Chinese Communist Party, which has been in power since 1949, which is a kind of a very monolithic form of power. Of course, there's not a two-party state or a three-party state in China. There's a one-party state which has had the power since Mao.
That's right, and Trump and the rest of the world has challenged it, and magically the Indian Institutes have scanned the virus. It's man-made. Magically, it just pops up, shuts down the Taiwanese opposition, lets Xi Jinping clamp down, and now magically it's set to try to topple the West.
Yes. Now, I don't claim to have the ultimate answer. Now I see that display on the screen here from the uncanny presence of HIV. I was touched when I saw a clip of you, Alex, where you were saying, well, I initially saw this coronavirus thing as a kind of deep state diversion and an excuse to bring in different policies. But when you saw that the HIV virus is found to be in this
welded in
bioweapon. Yeah, beg pardon?
Welded in. I mean, they admit it's just cut into it. It just slopped onto it.
And now when they're treating the ill people, they're using HIV remedies and Ebola remedies. So this is increasingly, the evidence is increasing that this is a human-made bioweapon, and that it has all the signs in the way the bioweapon is constructed, and now it's supposedly mutating into a S and an L, and the L is more lethal.
That's another point. I'm glad you brought it up. The Chinese government's now saying, this isn't even the U.S. news, I'm glad you raised it, that there's another more deadly variant of it.
Yeah. So there is a great deal of literature and, things we could go into great detail about how it seems the Chinese or some faction within the Chinese are responsible for this. But then, of course, there is the story of the military games, which took place in late October. And this opens up the possibility that there is some kind of U.S. dimension to this. And, the United States.
Hey, you've got to be honest. We're in a war with them. It's race specific. And then there's a UN/US games. It was in Wuhan, wasn't it? And then now this pops up
and
there.
It was in Wuhan. And, of course, then there's this Harvard professor, Charles Lieber, who is arrested, very publicly arrested, for all the work he's conducting.
Basically being a Chinese agent.
He's head of the chemistry department. He's head of the chemistry department with a specialty in virology, nanovirology. And so he was working closely with the Wuhan Technological University. And so he has been arrested for that. So there is this U.S. dimension to it. And given that the United States and China, that the business class.
Well, I was about to say, there's different factions. And it's clear, a globalist U.S. faction with the Chi-Coms pretty much had already handed this out before for plausible deniability, and now they've released it to then embarrass Trump. And before, right before you came on, this broke. We'll come back and talk about this. Pompeo came out today and slams China imperfect coronavirus data for putting U.S. behind curve. We were warning Trump, hey, they're going to blame you for trying to talk this down as your advisors. Now we know Trump's pissed at them. I was already told this by folks in the White House. So they're like, oh, sir, they lied. That's why we told you it wasn't a problem. But they clearly tried to set Trump up, Atlantic Monthly and others. So this is getting really sophisticated.
Yeah, and so to think it is, you know, China as a monolith, U.S. as a monolith, hey, the elites of both societies have been interacting a lot.
It's faction wars.
Yeah, so to imagine it as a Chinese plot or a U.S. plot, and the two are mutually exclusive.
Hey, let me stop you, Professor. I've been interrupting because you're so on target. I'm going to give you the floor when we come back. You're a professor of globalism. You study the interaction of governments and systems. So we come back, explain as an expert in this, the different factions and what's happening. Because now you can see the scripting. We said 5 weeks ago, probably an attack on America, probably an attack on the recovery, probably a Chi-Com event, but working with Western elites who would have to agree in committee with the Chi-Coms to do this, because that's how communists operate. Professor Anthony Hall, ahtribune.com, is our guest. We really appreciate him joining us. Others, Balsaro's son, just met him last week. We'll be right back on the other side. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jones here back live. Professor Anthony Hall is a professor of globalization studies and a bunch of other things, but he's really been popular a long time. I was already familiar with his work years ago, but he's been all over the place going through kind of organizing the things that are admitted and confirmed and predicting what's coming next. And look, Mike Adams is really smart, and so is Dr. Boyle, who authored the U.S. Biological Weapons Law that then became the U.N. Treaty in large part. But it's all theoretical. You're hearing all this a month ago, 5 weeks ago, and I'm like, okay, and I got other guests on saying it's not going to happen because I'm trying to hedge my bets. I mean, usually I'm pretty accurate at stuff, but not when it comes to this. The huge response by the Chinese, though, whether it's real or not, is to create a global hysteria. That's clear. To cut off our supply lines, and that's happening. So this is, in my view, modern warfare. But at the time we have in this segment, Professor, without me interrupting, because you made a lot of great points and I jumped in, now you've got Pompeo coming out saying, oh, we didn't have a big enough response because China lied to us about how bad it was. We've been critical of Trump saying, hey, you better get out ahead of this. So have you. So can you speak to that now? This is a pretty big development.
Yeah, well, the Chinese response after they got through the initial denial stage has been enormous. And the spectacle of watching the Chinese build, you know, two hospitals in 10 days or something. This has been something fantastic to perceive. The Chinese, let's be very clear that the Chinese government is on the line here. They've lost a lot of credibility with their own people, and they could lose the power over China. China could have a very different future than what the past has been since 1949. Then we go to U.S., where there is supposedly this proper response. And, you know, I've been listening to True News, Rick Wiles on True News. They do a very good report every day on coronavirus. And like in the Seattle area, for instance, you see a couple of kind of pathetic little sheds that they're going to call quarantine spots. And there doesn't seem to be kits available. And the U.S. response seems weak. Now, might the pharmaceutical companies want to build up the virus to see it, you know, decimate the United States a bit more? Might the CDC have an interest in making the virus worse in the United States? It seems to me this is another agenda. What's wrong with the U.S. approach to it? It's nothing like the Chinese approach. And we're being told, you know, relax, it's not going to be that big a deal. And yet we hear about 3.5 billion masks being ordered. Anyway, what's going on in the United States? This is a huge issue. And Trump could be getting some bad advice and could be captured by a cabal that he shouldn't really be listening to. Is Pence really the right person to be heading up this whole government initiative? So to add to the complexity, let's just throw in eugenics here. Alex, I have to say that over the years, I've been following you too, of course, and when I first heard you on eugenics, I thought, well, it's a bit extreme. But you did, over time, convince me that this is a very major trajectory. And there, Bill Gates, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with the Event 2001, he's all over eugenics. He's a key player in it. So there could be many agendas, just like 9/11. There are, you know, could be many factions cooperating in a different way. 9/11, you know, raises the idea that if we don't get a handle on this at the beginning, if we don't find out what the true origins are, if the people who made it happen take over the response to the event, you know, then we're in trouble. We're in massive trouble.
We have the entire Hegelian dialectic captured by the group that creates the crisis, offers a solution, and then carries out the solution. That's exactly what we see happening here now. And you're an expert in globalism. Explain to folks how, I know the audience understands this, but some of your listeners may not. It's not like there's the Russian government or the U.S. government or the Chinese government. There are corporate governmental factions that all work, and that's how people divide themselves. There's probably 7, 8, 9, 10 factions in the CIA that I've seen for myself just covering it, them fighting with each other. It came out in the church committees. So explain that, because we've got globalists clearly working with China, but we can't say that somebody might not have got mad about China, what they're doing, and release this to bring down China. I mean, the point is something big's happening.
Well, you talk about the church committee, which was a response to Watergate. And that's a long time ago. That's the 1970s. Since 9/11, we don't get government investigations, proper investigations on anything, really. We, you know, we get all this false flag terrorism. We're given an explanation. Just turn the page. So yes, of course, you know, to think that there's a country called Russia, a country called China, a country called the United States, a country called Iran, a country called Israel, and that everybody is under a certain tent subject to, you know, the sovereignty of those countries. The world doesn't work that way anymore, especially since 9/11. Since 9/11, there's kind of been pseudo law brought in. We don't really have laws like we understood in the past, innocent until proven guilty and that kind of thing. So I'm at the stage where I'm trying to identify different scenarios, different factions, without saying conclusively it's this one or that one.
Exactly. You're looking at the factions and who has motives and who might be behind it. That's the first thing to look at.
And then how one faction can complement, can create an aspect of the agenda, and then another faction can kind of pile on and manipulate it. For instance, I find it quite credible that there was a faction within the Chinese Communist Party that said, we don't like these Hong Kong protesters. They're making us look bad. It goes on month after month. What about if we send a biological weapon that in that direction? So
I think that's what happened. I think China's the main culprit because it changes the subject. How did Red Adair blow up oil wells that were on fire? They'd be on for months, burning millions of dollars. They couldn't put them out. He figured out how to send an explosive and detonate it, get rid of the oxygen, and stop the fire. Well, I think China did a controlled detonation like Red Adair of an oil well to change the subject, to have a reset, and then push a bioweapon at the U.S. at the same time.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be as quick to let the U.S. off the hook.
No, I'm not letting it off. I'm just saying, looking at who stands to gain, China's organized response up front, and the PR, I'm just saying that's my prime suspect. I agree with you. We should look at factions in the U.S.
Well, it wasn't an organized approach up front. It was denial up front. And then when they were caught in the denial by Dr. Lee, then they went into, you know, hyperdrive.
Professor, you're right then. Let's talk about that then and what you think's coming next, because I know you've been talking about people that need to know this is probably pretty serious. How bad do you think, from all your research, the virus really is, and what should people be doing with the man that heads up ahtribune.com? I'm Alex Jones. I head up newswars.com, infowars.com, and I love nationalfile.com and summit.news, and, well, a lot of other websites out there as well that are just great patriots. We'll be back. Alex Jones here with tomorrow's news today. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Dr. Jones. Appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what. It's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guest Charles in Seattle says senior centers being shut down in Washington for coronavirus. That's not on the news, but that's big. We've got Jeremy in Texas, CDC tech companies prepping for quarantine. Terry in Montana. Trina's been holding a long time ago. Trina, virus connected to 5G. She has the question. We got so many callers. We're going to go to you, but I've got all this other insane footage. Bizarre statements are just flooding out of mainstream media. CNBC's Rick Santilli suggests giving everybody coronavirus to calm financial markets. Oh, I'm sure that would do that. Biden hasn't taken cognitive tests, says article trying to debunk concerns over Biden's mental health. That doesn't debunk it, the fact that he's not done a cognitive test. Dow drops 2.6% on opening despite the good jobs earning data. We're looking at all of it. The big takeaway is Pompeo says, oh, we were slow to respond to the virus because China gave us bad data. Going back to Professor Anthony Hall of ahtribune.com, an expert in globalism, professor of globalization, I want to take a few calls. The wild card angles will take us in, but other points you haven't had a chance to get to here in the interview that you want folks to know. And how bad do you think the virus really is going to be? How crazy is it going to get?
Well, prepare for the worst and hope for the best. But Bill Gates, who would know quite a bit about this situation, he says, well, it looks like this is the pandemic of the century that we've been waiting for, but it might not be. But I just want to, in my moment here, just emphasize you, Alex, made 9/11 an issue, a public issue, the 9/11 skepticism, you know, the phrase 9/11 is an inside job. Look at how our failure to come to terms with that as it was happening. Look at the implications. Remember the anthrax attack on Congress. And arguably, this was a U.S.-backed anthrax attack because Senator Tom Daschle and Patrick Leahy were questioning the Patriot Act, and they were slowing down the trajectory of the Patriot Act through Congress. And so then there was an anthrax attack, and, of course, it was blamed on al-Qaeda, but it was such high quality and distilled and refined that Francis Boyle and others said, no, this is from within the U.S. military. So there is this precedent that the U.S. government or some internal faction within the U.S. Attacked Congress. So the idea that a biological weapon, you know, can be used, probably has been used and quite possibly is being used. And that, of course, opens up the possibility, what about a retaliation? What about, okay, you're using this formula, we're going to hit you with that formula. It's a nightmare scenario to be
And you're right. Whether it's staged or not, it's being used as a new 9/11 to say, your way of life is over, your rights are gone, we're going to have checkpoints, we're going to shut down the whole world. This could really be the death of the West.
No, this is, I'd say, the implications of this for changing our whole system go beyond 9/11. And that's why we can't allow ourselves to be just pushed off to the side and said, you know, shut up, conspiracy theorists. We're the Washington Post. We're the CNN. We've got the inside track with the experts and such. No, we, the people, it's our lives that are being tampered with, our futures that are being tampered with. And it's just not good enough to just say, you know, we've got the experts and here's the explanation.
Professor, you're dead on, and it's all our rights to look at this. They've been proven to be lying. Even Pompeo says China covered it up. So now is Pompeo a conspiracy theorist?
Well, and Pompeo, you know, it's a bad response in U.S. It's not a good response. We see in New York yesterday, the day there was a major doctor in one of the big hospitals saying we have no test kits. People coming into the hospital in New York looking for a way to be tested, and we can't do that.
Exactly. Is the CDC that incompetent, or are they lying, saying testing kits were sent out to set Trump up? I mean, because this is really crazy.
Or are they in on the gig? Are they in on the jig? You know, are they? Is the idea to get the virus going in the United States in order to start the money flow to Big Pharma in order to bring in the vaccine regime and all of that. And one thing about the way the research is done in these labs, you start to see that the people that are working on these viruses, one day they're doing public health, in quotes, they're doing, you know, looking for vaccines.
Next,
and what,
they're
and
in
the
government policy.
They're making the bioweapon.
Yeah.
That you need the vaccines for, and they're going back and forth between.
And then they're in policy too. So they're not just developing it; then they're making the weapon. They're then also in policy. They've got every angle covered.
And we are entitled, and it's necessary to be very skeptical about vaccines and the way that vaccines can be manipulated to bring about different historical outcomes and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly. As you know, all the testing on Native Americans in Canada and the United States, indigenous peoples with deadly vaccines, or poor white people, poor black people, any group that doesn't have anybody to stand up for them is tested on by this mad scientist cult that we keep running into.
Yeah, and how much have we been tested on? There's lots of cases on record of experiments on human beings taking place. Was the princess, was that big yacht, was that a human experiment? Was that some kind of effort to,
I totally agree, Professor, and you're doing an awesome job. Let's bring some callers in. Charles in Seattle, the epicenter of the North American outbreak. Tell us what you're seeing with the senior citizen centers that you work with.
Hi, Alex. I drive a bus for seniors and on the south, let's just say the south metro area of Seattle. And just yesterday, the senior center that I serve, that I take people to and take them home, they ordered that shut down until further notice. And I spoke to people and found out there's senior centers around the Seattle area. They're shutting down because the susceptibility of that population for spreading and getting the worst form, to get really sick. So I just pointing out that's the status change right here going on in the Seattle area, and hopefully that'll slow down the spread of this problem.
Well, that's what I got told a month ago by White House sources, is they already had Seattle ready. They thought it had broken quarantine. They were already getting ready to lock down. But that's big news. That's not in the news yet. That's what you were told.
I took people home yesterday early from the senior center, and we have not taken anybody there. We're being asked maybe to pick up some meals and take them out, when normally we would take those people to the senior center in the morning. So that's what our current situation is.
So we're already seeing restrictions in travel up front, is what you're saying?
I would say so, at least locally here. And, the senior
Professor Hall, do you have any questions or comments for Charles?
Well, Seattle looks like it's a case study in a backward, unenlightened approach to preparing for this possible epidemic or plague. As I say, True News, Rick Wiles at True News, they have been doing a significant job in covering this. And on that yesterday, I saw them bringing in essentially like shacks, like portable shacks, setting them up in a poor neighborhood. And this was to supposedly be the quarantine. Then they brought in
Wait a minute. I saw that in China. You're saying Seattle?
In Seattle, yeah.
Wow.
And then what about the famous old folks home that has, all the deaths? And what's going on there? Is there, apparently the federal government is going to show up, but it seems to be a very poor response.
All right, Jeremy, thanks for calling.
There doesn't seem to be anywhere in the United States to point at a good example of a responsible approach from government.
All right, well, I'm going to see that link up on the little containment shacks, not just in China, but I'm going to look that up right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Your call is straight ahead.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Grassroots broadcaster, and I'm so proud of the fact that it is the grassroots that gives the orders. You can be a woman that washes dishes or a man that picks turnips in a field, but if you stand up for what's right and you speak out, you've got power. And so I've always explained to people, I don't come from the CIA or the FBI or some big corporation. We're truly organic, and I'm proud of that. I'm not like a Sebastian Gorka, who like wears a three-piece suit and walks around saying how elitist I am and I'm an elitist and you're all scum. I'm the opposite of that. I don't want to be the establishment. I want to progenerate and overthrow the entire corrupt system and have a rebirth. And that's what I think the listeners and viewers want for the broadcast as well. I think it's what Professor Anthony Hall wants. We got a bunch of callers here with great questions for myself or great statements to the professor. We're going to go to Jeremy in Texas. Jeremy, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. The breaking story right now is that the CDC is hiring someone for a San Francisco quarantine. This was was posted February the 27th, 2020. And actually 2 days later, a tech CEO posted one of the biggest tech company employers in San Francisco just sent an email to their managers that they should prepare for San Francisco to have a citywide quarantine next week.
And that's huge. I mean, I remember seeing that, and I should have covered it. It's just so much. Yeah, they're definitely getting ready for this. There it is, Public Health Advisor Quarantine Program. There it is with the Google ad. Yep. Centers for Disease Control is putting the ads out for citywide quarantines. Tell folks what that means. That means the lockdown, CDC preparing for the lockdown of San Francisco, just like Wuhan.
It means hell on earth, because look at the poop map in San Francisco. You have ficus running around there.
Let's show the guy eating the poop. I didn't get to this 2 days ago, but cue it up. The homeless mental patients are now eating their poop in San Francisco.
Right. So you have the poop map, you have typhus breaking out, and the last thing you really want in any sort of pandemic, and by the way, actually, let me back up a little bit, because what really started the coronavirus was a Harvard epidemiologist that said the coronavirus is a quote-unquote thermonuclear pandemic. That was the phrase, that was the phrasing that originally launched the viral idea of coronavirus being a pandemic, was this Harvard epidemiologist. And so if you actually have a pandemic and you have it in San Francisco where there's typhus, where there's all this dirtiness, and you put a lid on that, you're going to have a plague of some sort.
No, I agree. So why have Democrats created these poop-eating facilities and abort all the babies and Satanism? And what is it, like an alien transmission or what? I mean, why are they trying to destroy everything?
It's definitely something that the founding fathers had known about and had fought. I can't say it's even China doing this as much as China.
It's the wild howl of the mob. You create so much freedom, it creates a bunch of decadent people that can be manipulated.
Exactly. It's. I mean, definitely there's a large segment of that elitist population, even though it's a small population, that wants to control everybody. But on top of that, you do have these shadowy organizations. Like, I would just throw a name out there. One of that gentleman was saying, oh, I want to know some faction names. Well, someone who's very real right now, Eric Schmidt. Look at Eric Schmidt, former Google CEO. Then he was a chairman CEO. Now he's a chairman of U.S. Department of Defense Innovation Board. And what is he really overseeing? Google Jigsaw, which was formerly Google Ideas. This all gets really complicated. But let me go back into the CDC quarantine. So the following day after CDC said they were hiring, there was a train in Houston, Texas, going down downtown Houston, Texas, that had military equipment with, 60 to 100 kilowatt generators. There were Teradynes, actually, just like your Teradyne, with trailers with these generators on the back going, right down Houston, Texas. There was a lesser credible tweet that said that FEMA quarantine, potential FEMA quarantine whistleblower was texted that, prepare for quarantine.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that we're going to see quarantines in a crisis. Jeremy, great points. Let me ask Professor Hall about that. How bad do you expect the lockdown to get? I mean, and what are you thinking should be done?
Well, I'd like, is Jeremy still there?
No, Jeremy's gone now. Sorry, I should have held on. Go ahead.
Because, I found out a very kind of confusing account, a startling account. That would be, that's a huge news if there is an idea of shutting down quarantining San Francisco. Nothing close to that has ever happened in U.S. history. Somehow,
the ads are real. CDC's hiring quarantine officers for citywide quarantines. We have the ad on TV.
So you just put an ad in the paper and hire.
That's the thing, is they always hide this stuff in plain view.
I mean, it speaks of this is going to be ad hoc. There's no preparation.
No, you're right. This is not well planned, which shows.
And are we going to say that, you can get health care if you're rich and you can get proper treatment, but if you're not rich, just go to the little sheds that they're setting up with their porta potties somewhere in Seattle? Like, this
and then
is
and then we got horrible food. You just eat your poop.
Well, and eating poop kind of dramatizes how things, how terrible the disparity has become between a tiny, enormously entitled elite at the top and At the bottom, it's street life. And what's going to happen? Those are going to be the easy spreaders. Those people are set up to be spreaders.
Talk about Petri dishes. Ugh. I mean, yeah. I'm not trying to show this over and over again to be gross, folks. This is what goes on in San Francisco now.
Well, then you see the pictures in China of the struggles between officials who are trying to pick up people, and some of them are fighting, and it looks like they're fighting for their life. Of course, you know, have they been running crematoria in Wuhan and elsewhere in China, burning bodies?
Well, the satellites have picked up the evidence of massive sulfur, which would only be bodies burning.
Yeah. So, you know, as we head down this road, we certainly have some worrisome things put in front of us from the Wuhan situation.
Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore. Great points. All right, let's go to Trina in Nebraska. You're on the air with Professor Hall. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. So I kind of went off Greg Reese's report about the 5G and did my own research. So I noticed that a lot of these other countries, especially Wuhan, obviously, that have coronavirus, they have all launched 5G. And I did some research on 5G, and I found out that it gives off 60 gigahertz, and this many gigahertz is absorbed by oxygen molecules. And the 60 gigahertz basically rotates the oxygen molecules so your hemoglobin can't absorb the oxygen. And also the 5G can actually cause people to get atherosclerosis, and that's basically it builds plaque in your artery walls, and the plaques may cause rupture and acute occlusions of the arteries by clots, by blood clots. And so,
well, let's say this, 5G is a metaphor for, could there be other bioweapons or other things that Wuhan virus, coronavirus, is a cover for, Professor?
Well, this is yet another complicating factor, and it's enormously important in this case because Wuhan just happens to be a major center for Huawei cell phones, which are, you know, at the front of the 5G.
That's a 5G rollout.
Transformation, and 5G is a whole alternative method of wireless communication, and it's, you know, 100 times as fast and 1,000 times as toxic. Like, wireless communication has not been really tested. This technology has not really been tested in a human situation, and it just so happens that Wuhan, China, is a place where 5G has gone live, and so it is conceivable.
That'd be a normal question to ask, like, why is this breaking out a month after this is activated? Does it lower your immune system? Which we know that the wireless does that. I mean, that's a major study. So this is, like you said, super powerful, and it's every, like, 1,000 feet or so. And then we wonder, does it augment viral spread?
Yeah, so that is a huge set of
questions.
Does
5G supercharge the Wuhan virus?
Yeah, and is this a targeted thing? Like, when you look at another issue, when you look at what's going on in Iran, where you have, you know, a much higher incidence of people getting sick and dying.
Professor, do a few more minutes with us. Back in two. That's my next question. Why is Iran piles of dead bodies in body bags? Is that a hoax, or is that real? You're studying it. Try to give us your best perspective. Hour four straight ahead. More phone calls. Final segment with the professor. And then we have Dr. Nick Bates.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I always promote DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that clean.